Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 13.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ato Mahabhaga Bhavan Namo Gadrik Suchi Shrava Satyarato Drita Brita Urukamasya Kilabanda Muktaye Samadhinanu Smarata Dvacheshtitam.
O Vasudev, your Vyasudev, your vision is completely perfect. Your good fame is spotless. You are firm in vow and situated in truthfulness. And thus you can think of the pastimes of the Lord in trance, the liberation of the people in general. People in general have a taste for literature by instinct. They want to hear and read from the authorities something about the unknown. But their taste is exploited by unfortunate literatures, which are full of subject matter for the satisfaction of the material senses. Such literatures contain different kinds of mundane poems and philosophical speculations, more or less under the influence of Maya, ending in sense gratification. These literatures, although worthless in the true sense of the term, are variously decorated to attract the intelligence of less intelligent men. Thus, the attracted living entities are more entangled in material bondage without hope of liberation to thousands and thousands of generations. Srinarayana, being the best among the Vaishnavas, is compassionate towards such unfortunate victims of worthless literatures. He advises Sri Vyasadeva to compose transcendental literature that is not only attractive, but can also bring bondage from liberation from all, can actually bring liberation from all kinds of bondage. Srila Vyasadeva, his representatives are qualified because they are rightly trained to see things in true perspective. Sri Vasudeva and its representatives are pure in thought due to their spiritual enlightenment, fixed in vows due to their devotional service, and determined to deliver the fallen souls rotting in material activities. Fallen souls are very eager to receive novel information every day, and the transcendentalists like Vyasadeva and Narada and supply such eager people in general with unlimited news from the spiritual world. The Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the material world is only part of the whole creation, and that this earth is only a fragment of the whole material world. Okay. We'll stop there for now. Perhaps at the end I can finish the purport. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Dapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam.
Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaibhacha Bhaktitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasade Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, greetings from the Bhakti Center. Wonderful 6-hour kirtan yesterday. And they asked me to speak something, and what I spoke is I tried to share with the audience a very important instruction that Srila Prabhupada gave about chanting. He said we should listen to the sincerity of our chanting. It's very significant because it means that the chanting is not just words, but it has heart. And the heart of the chanting is our own heart. Without that heart, it can't be kirtan. Because kirtan is when the bhava in the heart is expressed, the feelings in the heart expressed through the discipline of music. Without the feelings, it's not kirtan. And I explained how this is traditionally done, or one technique for putting heart into the kirtan, or putting feelings into our heart, which we can put into the kirtan, is through devotional poetry and song. Poetry and song is meant to put feelings in our heart. The question is whether they are feelings for sense gratification or feelings for God. And that's more important than the musical arrangement or the poetic quality of the words themselves. After that, there's one nice new devotee, a young lady I met in Vrindavan, came on one of the tours, and she comes to the temple once a week to help make flower garlands. And she asked me if I can give her verses to learn. So I give her a verse. So she learned beautiful verses on the chanting of the holy name. I don't know if I remember them. Let me see if I just have. Yeah. Niyatam, niyatam, karno. Niyatam, niyatam, vacha. Kiyatam, kiyatam, nityam. Harinam eva kevalam. Harinam eva kevalam. It should be heard again and again with one's ears. It should be uttered over and over with one's voice. It should be perpetually sung and sung anew. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. O dukam maha dukam, dukha dukataram yata, kanchartam vismitam ratna, harinam eva kevalam. What a sorrow, what a great sorrow, more painful than any other misery in the world. Mistaking it as a mere piece of glass, the people have forgotten this jewel. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. The holy name of Sri Hari. So, and the idea is that you hear these songs and these verses, and I told the audience, not like it's someone telling it to you, like it's coming from your own heart. And one technique in kirtan is to chant bhajans and then add the feeling you get from them into the kirtan, which continues afterwards. And it's a similar theme that's being presented here. Vyas is being chastised for his presentation of the Vedas, because although his strategy was to give Krishna, he did it in such a way that it was not effective. He didn't present it direct enough. And therefore, people may get waylaid with some of the prescriptions he gave to just satisfy desires and make peace, people peaceful, force social continuity, for the things that are related to spiritual life, for making materialistic people more selfless. But he's being chastised because people would hear those things and they'll just become excited to sense gratification. And they'll forget the prohibitions that were given along with it. You know, certain things are sanctioned but restricted. You'll forget the restrictions and just go for the sanctions. That's what happened with Lord Buddha. That's what happened in the Vedas. There's prescriptions for animal sacrifice to those people who have that proclivity, but it's meant to purify them. But instead, they'll take the allowance and make it the rule. And then another strategy in the Vedas is don't present God directly. Because people are envious. And therefore, let's talk about jnan, detachment, perhaps an impersonal ideal. Make it easier for the people. But here, he wants to make very clear, this is what Jiva Goswami, one of the main points of this section, is that realizing the eternality of the soul is not alone sufficient. You have to realize love, and love requires an objective. You have to realize devotional service. That's the real objective of the Vedas. What other objective can there be but pure love? So for many, many reasons, the strategy that he made was imbalanced, and people weren't qualified for it. So he wouldn't really get the result of getting people off the platform of false ego and to the ultimate selfless platform, which is love for everything, which is love of God. So this section really talks about various literatures that have the decoration and have the message, but don't present the message sufficiently enough for people to really be successful in realizing the import of the Vedas. He didn't sufficiently directly glorify Krishna. And even the previous verse was nice karma, yachuta bhava varjitam, nashobhyate ganam alam naranjanam. Nashobhyate, it's not beautiful. What to speak of things that are materially recommended? Even pure detachment, pure yang, is also not sufficient. It's also not sufficient. And therefore, he's telling him here in these verses what you should do because of your qualifications, what you should do. You're qualified, so think of the pastimes of the Lord in trance for the liberation of the people in general from all material bondage. Think of this to liberate them. Think of them inspiring them to directly serve God. Inspire that, and therefore by attracting them to God, attracting them to surrender to God fully. So this is his recommendation. And that this would be effective for the people today who are not so disciplined, who are not so intellectual, who are not so austere. Don't try to change their mind and intelligence as much as trying to change their heart. Have them surrender to God by explaining the pastimes in a proper way. Give them access to the ultimate reality. And Prabhupada says, you know, people have a taste for literature, but they're worthless because they're leading one to the wrong place. They're leading one to think that one is the enjoyer and controller rather than one is the servant. And even the Vedic editing of Vyasadeva, he's saying, look, I think this is going to have the same effect. It's going to have the same effect. So just surrender. And the way you surrender is just hear how beautiful God is, so you'll want to serve God. Vyasadeva later went into meditation to attempt to do this. So he's saying, you compose these literatures and they'll actually work. Reading more. There are thousands and thousands of literary men all over the world, and they have created many, many thousands of literary works. the information of people in general for thousands and thousands of years. Unfortunately, none of them have brought peace and tranquility on the earth. This is due to a spiritual vacuum. So there's so many great books, but are people, what's the result of people reading them? That's what you have to see. What's the result of people reading those books? Do they become transformed? Do they become selfless? Very few of the New York Times best-selling list will have that effect. This is due to a spiritual vacuum in those literatures. Therefore, the Vedic literatures, especially the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, are specifically recommended to suffering humanity to bring about the desired effect of liberation from the pangs of material civilization, which is eating the vital part of human energy. Wow. I guess we feel that, right? Material civilization eats the vital part of our energy, that energy which is meant for God. It's not a culture that nourishes that energy, the vital energy, the consciousness which is meant for love. The Bhagavad Gita is the spoken message of the Lord himself recorded by Vyasadeva, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is the transcendental narration of the activities of the same Lord Krishna, which alone can satisfy the hankering desires of the living being for eternal peace and liberation from miseries. Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, is meant for all the living beings all over the universe for total liberation of all kinds of bondage. This will attract you to yourself. And it's really a question of desire. So this is the confidence. Hear those pastimes. And you'll become attracted to your swarup, to your real form. Such transcendental narrations of the pastime of the Lord can be described only by liberated souls like Vyasadeva and his bona fide representatives who are completely merged in the transcendental loving service Lord. So this subject matter, it can only be taught by people who realize it. Otherwise, if one doesn't have realization, one doesn't have experience of loving service, then how will you be able to understand Radha and Krishna's pastimes as loving service? You'll project your own desires on those pastimes. Unless you have some bhava, you won't be able to see that bhava. Who can write this? It's not an ordinary thing. Even Prabhupada said he made GBCs, he made gurus, but to have someone continue the legacy of his translation, that's not ordinary. Only to such devotees do the pastimes of the Lord and their transcendental nature become automatically manifest by dint of devotional service. No one else can either know or describe the acts of the Lord, even if they speculate on this subject for many, many years. Yeah, you can't speculate on it because there's no reason why things are like they are, other than God's will. I explained I'm giving a seminar at Yoga Maya on May 16th. Called Can God Be Blue? A Study of Krishna.
And it's a seminar on many subjects, but just to get to that point directly, there's a reason that God is blue and God is not blue. The cause of him being blue is God. So in relationship to God, you can't understand it in that logical way because there's no cause. How can you understand anything in logic if there's no cause? So your speculation won't get you to Krishna. A revelation will, by serving Krishna. The descriptions of the Bhagavatam are so, okay. Therefore, the vision of the author, descriptions of the Bhagavatam are so precise and accurate that whatever has been predicted in this great literature about 5,000 years ago is now exactly happening. Therefore, the vision of the author comprehends past, present, and future. Since liberated persons as Vyasadeva are perfect not only by the power of vision and wisdom, but also in oral reception and thinking, feeling, and all other sense activities. A liberated person possesses perfect senses, and with perfect senses only can understand the sense proprietor, Rishikesh, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Sarvapati Vinir Muktam Tatparatvena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakta Uttama. Uttanam Bhakti means you're free from designations. That means things that put you in a place according to your body. And one who is in that designation, I am this, I am that, they're senses function to serve that destination, that designation, not to ascertain reality. So only a liberated person who is free, that's what this from designation. To understand this, Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, is the perfect description of the all-perfect personality of Godhead by the all-perfect personality Sri Vyasadeva, the compiler of the Vedas. Just on another light, just to share something with you. I have a limited reserve of energy here because I'm giving the Bhagavatam class downstairs. So usually if I rev myself up now to the level that I usually do, it'll be difficult for me to give the class, but you know, I had a realization too, because the whole story here begins with Vyasa's dissatisfaction. Because he was communicating through the Vedas, but something was wrong. You know, I also kind of miss, I'm a Matsyasade, but I can empathize because, you know, my service is communicating Krishna consciousness to all kinds of people, including those kind of people who don't have a previous frame of reference for it. And, you know, the class that I gave was The Power and Culture of Humility, Confidence and a Humble Heart. It's a it's a deep subject, and I was trying to resolve the subject. And I gave the class, and people liked it, and there was a lot of good information, but I wasn't completely satisfied. And, you know, that made me analyze why I wasn't satisfied, what my communication was lacking, and I just felt I explained so many things, but I'm not sure that people got the ultimate conclusion of what I was saying. Or maybe the subject was that I was shy to present the ultimate conclusion. But anyway, it's a phenomena. It's a phenomena that you want to present something. And if you're a sensitive writer or author, after you gave class or after you wrote something, because writing, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, as many shots as you want to make it, but when you give class, you have one shot, and just wasn't quite. So it's such a serious responsibility. Teaching, communication, especially in spiritual outreach, because you'll never know if you'll see the person again. How responsible is that to give what's called the bhakti lata bij in someone's heart and somehow or other not doing your best on it? And then somehow or other that person loses the opportunity that they could have had. I feel bad when that happens. So Vyasadeva felt bad. And, you know, what's going to happen now is, so now he told them, you know, that, you know, it doesn't describe Krishna. It's worthless. No matter how decorated it is, it doesn't have any value. Because the whole purpose of literature is communication. You have to have the initial inspiration is wrong. You may be communicating something that's not going to help people. Or you'll just entertain people in a way and foster false conceptions within them. But this is actually presenting things in a way that can attract people and both transform them. How weighty a task that is. So he's been telling you, he didn't do it. What's important is the heart of the literature. That's more important than the presentation. They're both important. But the message is most important. You can screw up a message by either not understanding it or not presenting it properly. But the message is important. And even if it's nice karmyam, achuta bhava varjitam, visobhyate gyanam, alam naranjanam. Even if it's naranjanam, even if it's nice karmyam, still, the eternality of the soul is not sufficient. What to speak of all the karma kanda stuff you wrote? He's telling him. What to speak of all that? That kind of stuff will just completely bewilder people, and basically in the name of religion, people will be agitated in mind. Their material desires will increase. Because you have encouraged them this way, it's condemned. And because you've guided them, they'll accept such activities. in the name of religion, it will hardly care for the prohibitions. These people are not very qualified, and therefore you should give them a chance for spiritual life by attracting them to the pastimes of Krishna, which can capture their heart beyond their jnana and vairagya, which they're so have so little of. And even if you inspire people and they give up something to do it, and then they're not mature and fall down, once they put that taste in the heart, that taste will carry them to perfection. Okay, because of the class, I'm going to stop now. Are there any questions? Oh, wait. It's on presentation mode. I can only organize it. Wait one second. Okay, anyone like to ask a question? Would anyone like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail.
Hi, Krishna Gail. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hi, Bo Maharaj. Shastra Das.
Hi, Bo. Shastra. Hi. Thank you. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna. This is Henry.
Who is that?
This is Nanda Dulal.
Nanda Dulal. Hare Bo. Thank you.
Did you get my email, Maharaj?
No, I didn't.
Okay. You didn't?
No. DDS@wavesofdevotion.com.
Yes, that's okay. I'll send it again. Okay, I'll
send it again. Okay, anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Henry.
Henry, Hare Bo. Sorry. A few other people. I get a sense of my audience. It's always great to do that. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who is it? Oh, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Anybody else? Say hello or questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Gordon Bhaktadas.
Hi. Hello. Maybe we'll have to schedule another program before I leave at your house. That'll be nice. Anybody else?
Definitely.
Okay. I'm going to probably have to go early because of the class today. Excuse me that it was a little bit shorter than usual. But next week, I don't have that same problem. I can put my full heart in. I do put my full heart in, but not my full energy. Okay, thank you. Once you go with you.